Sun's Power Pods, 60 years of powering India.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Cummins Power Pods as we celebrate our 60-year legacy here at Cummins India. I'm your host, Neerja, and I've got to say I'm here for an action-packed show. Now, let me tell you a little something about the guest who's going to be joining us today. We have, hopping aboard the celebration train this time around, Nima Nair, who works as Technical Director for the Engine Business at Cummins India. Now, Nima is a highly determined professional with truly impressive accomplishments to her name. She's also the inclusion champion for the Pride Employee Resource Group within Cummins India and the co-chair and representative for Cummins for the Society of Women Engineers India Corporate Council. Nima has had a long, illustrious journey with Cummins, and there's so much to dig into as she is a technology leader, well known in the industry for her engineering prowess, her passion to drive the diversity and inclusion imperative, and for being a strong advocate and an ally of the LGBTQ plus community. And I, for one, am so glad we get to bring her on the show today.
In conversation with Nima Nair.
Okay, I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. Let's bring on Nima Nair. Nima, hi, what a pleasure it is to have you on today.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. Let me dive straight in. I suppose the way you dove straight into Cummins out of uni, right? Right after you graduated from the University of Louisville, USA. And this was back in 2006. So here we are a whole 16 years later. I mean, Nima, if I may ask, what's kept you firmly planted at Cummins for such a long time?
I think with any kind of company, when you actually join it, especially straight out of a university, you have some very basic expectations. And over time, that, you know, those expectations mature and they become more, I mean, just part of the growing process in general. For me, one of the biggest alignments that I have with Cummins, and which has become who I am, I think, in the long run, is the value system that it stands for is really important to me. I mean, things like integrity, I don't know how to be anything different.
Yeah.
Bringing your whole self to work, diversity and inclusion. These are all very important to me as a person and very important to the company as part of its value system. So that alignment is the main reason I've stuck around.
Yeah.
I enjoy what I do on a daily basis. Engineering is always fun. And so it's not been hard to stick around.
Yeah, it really does sound like such an amazing sort of relationship, right? To love what you do and to love where you do it. And, you know, owing to these 16 years at Cummins India, you've now had a successful engineering career and you've really done some amazing work in representing Cummins in the society of women engineers. So how would you say Cummins has been empowering you and other women in technology?
I think one of the biggest things for me has been finding my voice through this journey at Cummins. And so finding my voice, my purpose, what I really want to leave as a legacy, as a person, as a leader, I think Cummins is a huge enabler in that for me. And I can't see how I would do it a different way. This is my path, and it's been a great journey. I'm an engineer who fell in love with engineering after I joined Cummins and started doing hands-on work on machines. I find it very cool. I'm very nerdy about things like that. I love the fact that I can have a very strong voice, not just now, like I think 14 years ago, even starting as the voice of women in engineering and what I thought we should be able to do and what I thought we should contribute to the society so that women in general in engineering across the board could do. Cummins has always been that enabler for me. And then, along the way, I found my footing in the LGBTQ journey. That was eye-opening for me. It, I think, has made me a better person. And just bringing all of that together, I think it's come full circle. And now I just feel like a powerful voice,
yeah,
both within Cummins and outside of Cummins representing the company.
That's awesome. And it's very telling of how Cummins has, you know, very silently but very actively been encouraging that. And I think this is a good time to ask you this, Nima, because like you said, you fell in love with engineering and we of course want that for more women. So why do you think more women should join STEM and why does the world need more women in STEM?
I don't think there's any difference in our the processing of our mind, of how we process information and how we output information. Our diversity as a whole population, a human race that we bring to the table is through our experiences. And so we do need people of different experiences, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, diversities to come to the table, right? How is that possible if women don't do engineering? It's 50% of the world's population. And so absolutely for the future of engineering, there should be women doing engineering. And I think it's great that we are recognizing. I think we've always been good engineers as women. It's just now that recognition is coming more openly in the, you know, in the whole world. So absolutely stepping in and doing that is important. I think more important than that is women recognizing their own power in this area, right? If you're good at STEM, if you're good at science and math, don't let anyone tell you that, this doesn't have a future for you. Or, it would be better because you're a woman if you did something different, which was easier to do. This is fun. You have to find that fun and you've got to kind of get over the humps to get here, but it's totally worth the journey.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time and just hearing you talk about how fun it is making me want to almost go back and, you know, take a different subject. But I mean, you have a very holistic understanding, Nima, of all things Cummins, and rightfully so. I mean, after 16 years with the Cummins family, it is expected. And so I ask you this. The world continues to change, right? Our policies continue to adapt. And D&I is one of those things that's very much in the spotlight in this current climate. So how do you feel Cummins has stayed on top of things and progressed in terms of diversity, equity and inclusion?
I think by being very intentional. I think it goes from a nice to have value that we talk about, to actually making things happen, in Cummins, we've been doing it quietly in the background for many, many years. I mean, we are more than 100 years old. But I think it's come very strongly in the foreground where we are actually taking a stance in the foreground and making our voice heard even outside the walls of Cummins because it impacts the community and we know that impact now. Of course, walking the talk is part of this, right? So there's no question that it comes in India. You know, we've got 42% of our leadership team is comprised of women. You can't have just one woman there and say, oh, yeah, we've got representation, right? Yeah. That doesn't give you that voice, that diversity amongst women at the table, right? So it's important to balance that. And I think across engineering, we are, more than 34%. I think there's a little bit of a slide during the pandemic, but we're trying really hard to get there. And everybody has a goal to get to 50-50. Parity is our goal.
Yeah.
And that's just in gender diversity. Talking about all the diverse perspectives, right? We want everybody at the table, every type of perspective at the table.
Yeah.
So walking the talk is very important. And so I think the leadership is now becoming very vocal in the last few years to actually say, okay, this is what we want to do and here's why we want to do it, because there is an impact to the business, of course. I mean, there's enough data out there that shows that, you know, the business case for diversity, but also for the communities that we operate in, right? The entire change that we can make, the impact we can make in the communities themselves is tremendous. So absolutely, I think this is a big part of who we are.
Yeah, you made a very good point that it's about every type of perspective and you can only get that with diversity. Now, you are a strong LGBTQ+ ally and also the inclusion champion for the Pride Employee Resource Group here at Cummins, which is incredible. But I do want to know, how do you see Cummins ensuring a safe, inclusive and equitable workplace for the LGBTQ+ community on a regular basis?
the thought process started in 2016, and by the end of 2017, we had an ERG group. It got kicked off in early 2018. And at that time, you know, there were still some legalities in the country that made it hard for a lot of people to talk about it openly outside. And I think that in itself is a powerful statement when you can say, hey, we absolutely support the legal system. And we will follow every law, but we will also make sure that our voice is heard where we want things to change. And I think that is very powerful. And since then, I mean, the early days were just basics, right? Getting policies transitioned so that they are gender neutral. You know, we've always had the treatment of others and non-discrimination policies in place, but actually putting some, meat around it, saying specifics, going into the specifics, right? What does sexual orientation look like? What is the definition of gender identity in the workplace and expression in the workplace? We've made changes to our dress code policies. We've made changes to our benefits. So those are all the basic fundamental things that we've done. A huge part of what we do as an ERG group is just education. I think as a country, we've not had the luxury of information in this arena as a population that grew in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. So for the working population that's with us right now, an education around what does the community look like? So it's not just one thing, right? It's not like, oh, you know, black or white. These are the only two options. This, the whole point of the community is it's a spectrum. So education around the spectrum, education on the terminology, why we need to go into specifics, where we're going to go into specifics. So there's a lot of education with the workforce in general, with the leadership and how we deal with things, and speaking up, internally and externally has been a big part of the journey. We are learning to be more social media savvy over the last couple of years in this space, because it's the community likes that. I think the voice moves through the community that way. And so these are, I think, some of the things we do. Of course, we do, we participate with external partners. We want to help establish our brand as LGBTQ friendly, so it's visible to people who want to come and work, right? Because it's not easy. So
I think it's really cool that it's an everyday conscious effort as opposed to, you know, sprinkles of things just for the sake of the D&I charter. And that's something I think Cummins has always stood for, is doing these things behind the curtains. And now it's just, you know, more vocally, like you said. Nima, I think if there's one thing this conversation has taught me, it's that you really check off all the boxes. You are a full package. You know, you're a successful engineering leader, D&I champion, and you're also a loving mother. How do you see the world shaping up when your daughter comes of age? And what's something that, you know, what are those conversations that you have with her that you think other young girls should also be privy to?
So I have a son and a daughter, and one of the things that I want for both of them is for the world to have parity for both of them. I want them both to see the world similarly. I want them to experience the world similarly. And I want them to have their own journeys chartered without, you know, the constraints that you see every day in the world because of gender inequality or the inequity in general. And so I want my daughter to feel powerful, to make her own choices, understand how the world works, but at the same time understand that she has a voice, she has backing, she has the privilege to speak up. And I want my son to be an advocate. I want him to understand the privileges he has that are unearned and have no biases. I would like for them to be good human beings at the end of the day. And so that's what I feel like I'm investing in them. And that's why I feel like I need to live my truth every day.
D&I starts right at home for you. And I love that. Thank you so much, Nima, for bringing your perspective to the show today. It's been absolutely wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you so much.
Cummins PowerPods, the sound of celebration.
And so we come to the end of another magical episode of Cummins PowerPods. And I say magical because we're celebrating so many different types of people as we step into the spotlight with a 60-year legacy backing us up. We're very proud to be part of such a diverse family here at Cummins, and we're going to be continuing to talk to some very special people on this podcast. So stay tuned for the next episode. I will be back. Until then, it's me, Neerja, signing off. Bye-bye.
Cummins PowerPods, 60 years of powering India in voice.